Welcome to the daily chizuk. When a person is lost or realizes that he's traveling in the wrong direction, it can be frustrating, especially if the person is pressed for time. But if he reminds himself that his steps are controlled by Hashem and there's a purpose even in being lost, it will make the situation easier to deal with. A young man from Brooklyn who's spending the year in Israel learning was recently traveling somewhere and realized he was on the wrong bus. While on that bus, he was reading from a sefer on Emunah, and the page he was reading was talking all about the concept that a Jew is never lost. He's always in the exact place Hashem wants him to be in. And after reading that, the boy became so excited and calmly waited for the next stop to get off and take a different bus. He got off in an area that he didn't recognize. And at that bus stop there was just one other person waiting, an older man, and nobody else around. It looked deserted. Then all of a sudden, the older man collapsed. The young man quickly called Hatzalah, and it turned out that that phone call saved this man's life. The young man was in awe of the Hashkachat Hashem that he just experienced. First, he felt like Hashem was speaking to him through that sefer, telling him, there's a purpose for you being lost now, being on the wrong bus. And then he saw with his own eyes how Hashem led him to save this man's life. Hashem is leading everybody all the time to the places he wants them to be in. The sefer Emunah Shelemah related a story that a Rosh Yeshiva in Israel told him. The Rosh Yeshiva said a few years ago, 2 weeks before Pesach, one of his students tragically lost his mother. He was one of 12 children, and during the Shiva, the Rosh Yeshiva asked his student if he had a plan of how his family was going to have Pesach this year. The boy said, "We don't know, but Be'ezrat Hashem, it'll work out." The Rosh Yeshiva went outside with a few people who were also visiting, and he said, "We must do something to help this family." A man by the name of Menachem said, "Don't worry, I'm going to take care of it all." The Rosh Yeshiva replied, "That's very admirable of you, but it's going to cost a lot of money." To which Menachem responded, "I know, I'm willing to take care of it myself." The next day, Menachem called the Rosh Yeshiva and told him he found a great place where people go for Pesach in Kfar Sirkin. All the meals are catered, the kashrut is great, and they have a few rooms left, and the price is 30,000 shekalim for the holiday. The Rosh Yeshiva said, "Great, but we have to start raising the money very quickly." And Menachem replied, "Baruch Hashem, I just made a nice profit on a business deal, which turned out to be 30,000 shekalim. I'm going to donate it to help this family." The Rosh Yeshiva was very impressed, and he blessed the generous man. A few days before Pesach, Menachem called the Rosh Yeshiva and said, "I have to tell the Rav about a Hashkacha Peratit that I just experienced. I traveled to Kfar Sirkin to pay the money in person, but I had no idea where the one running the program lived. So when I got to the area, I was searching for someone to ask if he knew where the man lived. I was driving and driving, and I saw someone outside his house putting up a for sale sign. I asked him if he knew the location I needed to go to, and he said yes and happily gave it to me, and I went and paid them. As I was leaving, somebody there asked me if I was driving in a certain direction and if he could have a lift. I told him of course, and right in the beginning of the car ride, he told me he came here because his mother lives here and his wealthy brother sent him to look to buy a house in the area so he could live next to his mother. He said, I searched everywhere, but there is nothing for sale here." Menachem then recalled the for sale sign he just saw being put up right before this. He said, "I think I could help you. I know of a house for sale." He took the man to that house. They looked around, and the man was very pleased. They left, Menachem took him back home, and they exchanged numbers. The next day, the man called Menachem and said, "My brother bought the house, and he wants to give you the commission for being the middleman, 10% of the price, which comes out to 60,000 shekalim." Menachem told the Rosh Yeshiva, "I had just spent 30,000 shekel to help out the family, and immediately after, Hashem gave me double." Hashem led Menachem to that exact street right at the moment the for sale sign was being put up, and then he led him to meet another person who was interested in purchasing that house. Hashem's hashkacha is everywhere. All of our footsteps are in His hands. Have a great day.